All right. It is 1 o'clock on Tuesday in sunny Southern California. I am Halcyon here with Caleb, my grandpa. You can find him on the web at grandpacaleb.com.
Very good. I've had a thrill of my lifetime.
And you can subscribe to your podcast if you go to hugnation.blogspot.com. And both of those are linked from hugnation.com if you want to look for those. So, I wanted to welcome you. Before we get started with Hugnation, I wanted to just talk a little bit with you, Grandpa, and about our weekend.
Okay, we had a wonderful time.
We did. We, what did we do?
Well, we celebrated your mother's 20th anniversary.
That's right, her 20th sobriety birthday.
Yes.
So 20 years ago, she decided, with the help of her therapist, that
she was an alcoholic. Alcoholic, yeah.
So
marvelous, the discipline.
Yes, this was 20 years ago. It was not nearly as socially acceptable as it is today.
Now we admit it openly, and that's part of strength, too, because I can remember I started two AA groups, one in Everett, Washington, and one in Bellingham. Hmm. And those AA groups, we even bought an old fire hall, and I'll never forget the thrilling experience I had of seeing one man particularly, who was a prominent officer in the government. And he said, you took me into the life of the church, and I was an alcoholic, and I was drunk the night you baptized me.
Wow.
And I said, I knew you were, but I said to the men, wouldn't you like to take a gamble on this? And they did. And so we went ahead. So on Monday, I took him to an AA meeting, and out of it came three or four AAs. I still remember him with an evergreen green button celebrating his 15th year.
Nice.
And he changed his life completely. Yes, indeed. He turned his life over to the higher power. And that's what it is.
That's right.
Well, and your mother has shown through all these years her drive. And that's what life is all about. Because even Solomon, who's supposed to have been the wisest man that ever lived, said, the desire for discipline is the beginning of wisdom.
I was thinking about that since you said it this weekend. There's a lot too that I could use a little bit more discipline.
You gotta want it
on my path to wisdom. So 20 years ago when what happened was the whole family went into therapy together.
Yes.
And before that, I remember growing up, my dad was very kind of a typical workaholic,
mm-hmm.
and he would frequently work until about 9 o'clock at night is when he'd get home, and I remember he would like tuck me in at bed, and that was about it.
Yeah.
And then this process happened, and he also wasn't a very, you know, he wasn't the kind of talk about your feelings kind of man.
Mm-hmm.
And through this process of all of us going through counseling, it forced us to talk to each other, and it forced us to communicate and to speak openly. Oh goodness. Why did that happen?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Got it on?
Hold on, having a little technical difficulties.
That makes life exciting. There are difficulties that come. Mm-hmm.
So that was...
That was a period. That's why even today you're able to reach back through memory and pull out those thoughts. Of course, we always have our childhood experience in our minds. It's always there somewhere, and you have to face it. But if you desire discipline, you'll find the power to face it and go out. We had a great celebration. Of course, we went out and played miniature golf.
That's right. So we basically let my mom decide. We had a huge list of things that she wanted to do that maybe we could do. We had going to a spa, going sailing, you know, restaurants, all these things. And she, of this huge list we put together, she picked miniature golf. So as a family, we all got together. And then we decided that just miniature golfing wasn't enough. So we on the way to miniature golf, we tricked her, and we all went to the park, the canyon that we used to go to when we were kids.
Yes.
And so we stopped there, and we had a toast with sparkling cider.
Sparkling cider.
In Rose Canyon.
And each person gave a toast, went around. Oh, that was beautiful.
That was nice.
And took some pictures of the family. That was a nice experience because it's so almost sacred in the memory of you and your brother and your mother and your father. It's close to your house.
It was great. And so then we went miniature golfing, and you were a superstar.
Susan was a superstar. She got two holes in one.
It was a blast.
Twice.
And let's see. We had two teams, and on our team, my dad and Tassie tied, and I lost. And then you
Susan
played
and
with
John
Susie and Jim and Jen.
Beautiful experience. Brings back memories of the old days when it was very popular. And then the exciting thing was that we had amazing Mexican dinner, and after the dinner, you and your brother reached back and got some old-fashioned slides of your childhood, your babyhood, and you ran those through the carousel projector.
That's right.
And to rehearse life from the moment of early birth on through to now to adulthood, where you are. Isn't that wonderful?
It was wonderful. So we went to the old park where we used to take pictures when we were kids.
Yeah.
We took some pictures, and then we went and had a little adventure with golfing, and then we watched slides from the very same park that we took when we were kids. So it was a neat kind of celebrating.
I remember
those 20
the lemon
years.
Squeezer. I took a picture once of you in between two big rocks in a lemon squeezer.
That's right.
And you showed that picture.
We saw that slide last night too. So it was
wonderful.
a wonderful yes, celebration of 20 years and where we've been and the love that kind of was fertilized and was given life by her courage back then, and how it's kind of bloomed through all these years.
Wonderful.
So, speaking of blooming, let us join for a Hug Nation. It looks like in the chat room we've got Dawn and Tassie, and I'm not sure if we can see who else is in there right now. We're having a little teeny tiny computer. If you've got a name in there and we can't see it, type it in. So welcome you guys to Hug Nation. If you're listening to the archive, you can participate at any time. So what you're going to want to do right now is grab yourself by the shoulders and look at those fellow people in the chat room. Look at Grandpa and I on the webcam there. And try to imagine that the arms squeezing you are not your arms, but the arms of the people here.
Around the world.
And then try to imagine that the arms grabbing you are not just the people here, but the people that you saw this morning, the people you saw yesterday, the people you saw on the news. Imagine people you've never even seen across country and across the world that you would much rather hug than hurt, not knowing anything about them, just knowing that they are your brothers and sisters. And
of course, this morning now we're hugging the people that are in outer space. Beautiful experience. And the discipline of getting it back up there again to repair the space station.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's thrilling. But we put our arms around them too.
Let's embrace those hugs. And then those arms that are squeezing you are squeezing us not just from our bodies, but from the bodies of all of our brothers and sisters all across the world and even in space. So feel that squeeze, feel that connection between all those people, that pressure that you're feeling on your body, the meat that you're grabbing is not just you, it's just a symbol, a representation of the one that we are all a part of.
This reminds me that I do have over here, I'm going to show it today. This was given to me by a guy named Jim Irwin. And Jim Irwin autographed this in front of me because he ran cross country in Colorado Springs. But he autographed it for me, and I said, fill out a verse you like. And he said, I felt God's presence on the moon more than I've ever felt it here on Earth. And I came back in the Apollo 15 flight to find it had changed my life. Before, I was a nuts and bolts type, a technician, one who was too busy with details to be really concerned over the needs and feelings of other men and women on the Earth. Now I have a new perception and a new appreciation for this spaceship we call Earth. it has been a real spiritual awakening. Isn't that exciting?
Wow.
And then he signed his name, and he signed his name over a fervent scripture. I went into a Bible study group with him. That's where I got
and
to know him so
well.
And
he's one of the
high flight this was. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Jim Irwin.
Well, we will send out a special hug to all the astronauts and acknowledge that that love is not bound by anything on this earth. So thank you for sending out your love and feeling that love and amplifying that love. Let's hold it for just a second or two. Thank you. We love you.
I love you. We love you. Shalom to you, my brother, my sister.
Thank you once again, Grandpa.
Very good. You never know what you're going to say.
Exactly. I like that. That was, that was perfect. That was perfect. Let me